The Babysitter is a true story about a young girl searching for adoration, who discovers acceptance from a serial killer. Liza grew up with her mother and sister in a town close to Providence Town. Her mother was the head of housekeeping for a hotel, and while she was occupied or say busy working, she was frequently dumped onto a list of babysitters, including the resident maintenance man, Tony Costa. The babysitter switches back and forth among Liza and Tony's perspective. The sections from Liza's point of view show the reader the neglect endured from their mom and her longing to shield her sister from difficulties. Tony's point of view shows how he was raised, his first marriage, his battles and all the negativity in his life. Liza's story is heartbreaking. Liza and her sister spent summers in Cape Cod with their mom, who worked during the daytime and parties all night. Mother had positively no patience for the girls and routinely left them in the care of sitters. At that point comes Tony, a tall, attractive and pleasant person with patience. He was exceptionally nice to the girls. The Babysitter did not appear like a conventional true crime novel book which centers around the killings and police investigation. Rather, it followed Liza and her sister through their life, which ultimately got interwoven with Tony. I discovered Tony's winding from pleasant person to beast both fascinating and terrible. As a grown-up, Liza discovered that her friend was a serial killer. I felt that the book had the perfect measure of information to keep me captivated. I totally liked this true crime story. Not only the story take you through the life of a chronic killer, however told from the viewpoint of young Liza, you started to see that the personality of Tony was not also black and white. He took a neglected kid and gave her care and kindness. In addition to the grisly records of the killing, with a subsequent where some of the missing were ultimately found. This story is part memoir and part true crime. An unquestionable recommended read.
Thanks for listening this book review podcast. If you like this review, don't forget to follow, so that you do not miss any of our future podcast. Also show us your love by sharing it with your friends and family.